Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Twelve minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Monday morning, April the 26th, 2021. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin, and thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air here in San Juan County, New Mexico, 103.3 FM over the air in Durango, Colorado, and of course streaming everywhere on the planet from our website, ksje.com. KSJE, as you know, is a listener-supported radio station licensed to San Juan College, so we're glad that you're with us this morning. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to introduce you to the newest Habitat for Humanity homeowner here in San Juan County. That's Jade Torres. She'll be speaking with me along with Hope Tyler from Tres Rios Habitat for Humanity. It's coming up in the next few moments right here on KSJE. And then later on this hour at 8:50 a.m., I'll be talking with Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems. He'll be talking with me about technology on our Monday Reboot segment right here on KSJE. Next hour, Mick Hess is going to take us roving with the arts. Mick is playing some string quartets this morning from the great composer Haydn. You'll hear more of that coming up next hour after the news on KSJE. And don't forget, of course, we invite you to connect with us on our social media platforms, which include our Facebook page, the KSJE YouTube channel, our Twitter account, and KSJE on Instagram as well. Outside right now, it's mostly cloudy with a high of, current temperature, I should say, of 51 degrees. It's time to check in with our weather intern this morning. That is Rolando Yazzi, who is joining me on the phone with the latest forecast. Rolando, take it away.
All right. Good morning, Scott, and good morning, everybody tuning in right now. And for today, we'll be looking at windy with partly cloudy skies with a high of 71. Tonight, windy with partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low of 47. Tuesday, cool and partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, high 55. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a chance of rain showers, low 35. Wednesday, breezy with partly cloudy skies with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 63. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low 38. Thursday, mostly sunny and warm, high near 73. Thursday night, clear, low 42. Friday, very warm and sunny with a high of 80. And for Friday night, clear, low 47. I'm Rolando Yazzi reporting your 5-day outlook on 90.9 KSJE.
All right, Rolando, thank you very much. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. That's Rolando Yazzi, our KSJE weather intern, joining me this morning. Joining me this morning to talk a little bit about Tres Rios Habitat for Humanity. Hope Tyler is joining me remotely like we do these days. Hope, good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning, everyone. Nice to see you. Thanks for having us, Scott.
You bet. You bet. Great to have you on. Also, Jade Torres is joining us as well, who we're going to talk to in just a little bit. Jade is the newest Tres Rios Habitat for Humanity homeowner in San Juan County. And Jade, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. Great to see you both. And so to get started, though, Hope Tyler, let's talk a little bit about Tres Rios Habitat for Humanity. And, of course, congratulations because you just finished your latest construction project, your latest home, which is now where Jade Torres is joining us from this morning.
That's correct. We just finished our 12th home in San Juan County. This home was built in Bloomfield. And it's a 3-bedroom home, 2-bath, similar to some of our other homes, but slightly different customizations just for Jade.
Very good. And that's kind of something that Habitat does, right? With your families, you try to work with them to see what their needs are and what you could maybe do during construction, right, to make the home a better fit for that family?
Absolutely. So each of the families put in what we call sweat equity. So they spend 200 hours actually helping build their home. And in that process, 200 plus in Jade's case, in the process, they get to choose their cabinets. They get to choose some of their colors, some of the light fixtures, I think Jade picked out for this house. And so there's lots of little things that are just theirs and theirs alone that makes it more their home.
Very good. Well, and Jade, let me bring you into the conversation and talk a little bit about the home and that sweat equity, as Hope Tyler was mentioning, 200 plus hours. How did it go? Obviously pretty good because the home is done and you're moving in, right?
Yeah, it went great. I just wanted to put in a lot of work and time myself because this is something, you know, new for me and my family, and it's ours. And it was very important for us to help out as much as we could.
Ryan, sure. Did you have a favorite job of construction?
I did like laying the floors. That was fun. I learned something new.
Right?
Yeah, painting was kind of a pain, though. At first it was fun, but then after painting all those walls, kind of.
That will do it, too. You bet. And I think we're showing a picture of you laying some floors right now. Did you get to choose some of the materials and some of the colors, like Hope was saying?
I did, yep. It's pretty much the colors of the walls and the floor, the cabinets, all that stuff. I got a lot of say-so in, which is pretty awesome because it helps make the home more like your home, I feel like.
No kidding. That's true. And so when did you all start the construction of this home, Hope Tyler? When did that start? Do you remember?
I believe it was end of September, beginning of October when we broke ground. And we just wrapped up. Actually, we got occupancy rights, but a week and a half.
Right.
So we went from beginning of October, let's say beginning of October, to now.
Very good. And so that's right. You had your big dedication not too long ago, just a couple of weeks, if I'm remembering correctly, right? And so, Jade, we were talking before we came on the air this morning that you are moving in and getting settled, and that's stressful for anyone who's moved anywhere, and certainly stressful. But you are sitting and joining us from the new house this morning, right?
I am, yep. We are trying to get all moved in, but it's a process for sure.
Right. Now, I want to show a picture of your new kitchen, which looks terrific. And so talk to me a little bit about the kitchen. Is there any specific part about it that you like more than other parts?
I really was happy with Greg when he designed the floor plan. I really wanted an island and a pantry. And I thought it was super awesome that he had went ahead and put that in without me even like bringing it up or something. So I love the island. I love the space. There's so much space everywhere, and I feel like you can't go wrong with that.
No, any kitchen needs lots of space, that's for sure, and lots of cabinets and lots of places to put things. So talk to us a little bit about your family, because you have moved in now with your children, and yep. Do they all have their own room now? Is that how that is working?
Well, my two boys, they share a room together, and then my daughter has her own room.
Okay. But that's got to be.
My oldest son.
Go ahead.
Was like, why can't the two younger ones share? And then he have his own room. And I was like, I don't think it works like that, buddy, for now. A little bit older, but.
But it's working out. So far, so good.
Yeah.
And did they get to choose some of their colors for their rooms?
They did. My daughter, she painted her room. She wanted to paint her room. So we went and did a crazy. We went crazy on her room. It looks pretty cool. It was a process also for that. I learned a lot doing that one. The boys, they didn't want nothing. They just wanted to keep it simple.
Okay. But that may change. Yeah. You never know, right?
Scott, if you go to the Trace Rios Habitat Facebook page,
yeah.
At the end of the dedication video, there's a live tour of the home.
Oh, nice.
And Jade understating what she did in her daughter's room. The walls in there, you just have to go look at them. It looks like stained glass and purples and pinks. It's really beautiful.
Wow. Thank you.
Did a fabulous job.
Well, there you go. So that's great. And I will try to do that during the course of our conversation here this morning, see if we can share that. But it's available for anybody to go to the Trace Rios Habitat for Humanity Facebook page. And in fact, you gave us all a live tour during the dedication, didn't you, Hope?
We did. Yep. At the end of the dedication, I walked around the whole house and looked in the pantry that Jade was just mentioning, you can't see it in the kitchen picture, but off to the left is a walk-in pantry that's wonderful. Off the edge of the kitchen, there's a full laundry room. There's a beautiful rain shower head in the master bathroom. Lots and lots of customizations. Like I said, we're not trying to build something that's simple. We want to build it something that's home, so that you really feel comfortable there.
Right. And again, that's part of the Habitat program, right? To work really closely with these families and to make sure they have some ownership of the project and kind of what they're going to be living in and helping to pay for over the next few years, right?
Yes. Yeah. We want them to like it. We want them to feel like all their hard work was worth it.
Exactly. And Hope, remind us of just how the mortgage is structured, and you mentioned the sweat equity, and that's really important for all the Habitat families that Trace Rios Habitat for Humanity has helped over the years, and we'll talk about that more in a little bit. But this is really a great, you know, partnership, I guess, between Habitat and some of the lenders and the family, of course, and all these things to make this home ownership possible, right?
Absolutely. So many people have the misconception that we build free homes. That is not the case at all. We provide what we call a hand up. So we build the home, and then the homeowner receives a no interest mortgage from us. So they're not paying interest, so that's saving them, but they are paying a monthly mortgage. It usually ranges somewhere in the $500 to $600 range, depending on the home and what it costs to build. So it's very affordable, but it is not a free home, which is very, most people make the mistake to think it is.
Right. And Jade, talk to me a little bit about that process of getting through that, because it's got to be a big difference from being a renter, right? To be able to own your own piece of property.
Yeah, it's very exciting. It's kind of scary and stressful. It's not stressful. It's kind of scary because it's new. It's a new part of being an adult that I haven't experienced yet. But it's pretty awesome that I have the chance to work with Habitat and experience it, you know.
Why don't you share a little bit with our audience? Like, when you first went to the meeting, the homeowners meeting, you weren't thinking that you'd even qualify. Kind of talk about that process of what that was like. It was especially a weird year because of COVID. It took longer than normal.
Sure.
I just put her on.
It was a weird year. And yeah, I didn't. Honestly, my friend had forced me to go down there and apply for the house. Like, she picked me up. She made me go with her. I'm like, why? I didn't want to do it anyway. But yeah, I just, you never really know what's going to happen. You go and do stuff like that for sure.
Right. Yeah. Well, congratulations. Go ahead.
Yeah. Congratulations. Oh, I was gonna say, so many of the people who apply for these homes, of course, we have many more than we can provide homes for. They apply and they say, gosh, I never thought I was gonna get it, and this is a dream come true. But what they're really, they have to go through their credit history. They have to go through all the application process. And in Jade's case, because of COVID, she had to wait, gosh, it was probably 6 months before we got the final approval. Because of all the things that were going on with COVID. So it was a big deal, and she hung in there very tough.
That's great. Well, congratulations again to you, Jade, and all the other families, and to your family, of course, who's now living in this home. And I want to share the painting, and you're absolutely right, Hope Tyler. It is, she was really not selling it as much as you should, because it looks really gorgeous. The painting from, I think, your daughter's room, Jade, you mentioned, we're touring the new home here. This is probably the bathroom right before we go into the bedroom, as we could share this video from the Trace Rios Habitat for Humanity Facebook page. That's a gorgeous floor too, by the way. Nice. As we take a look at the tour.
This is the second bathroom. I guess, I don't know, Jade, I guess it would be considered the guest bathroom or the boys' bathroom or
family
the girls'
bathroom, I'm not sure. Right?
Yeah.
Very, very good. Well, and from watching all the home improvement shows on cable television, I certainly can appreciate all the work that goes into any tile work and bathrooms. And here we go into the bedroom, right? This is what you're talking about, Hope Tyler, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Take a look,
everyone.
I mean,
look at that. It's just gorgeous.
So these must be your daughter's favorite colors.
Yeah, she liked the colors. She likes, you know, the girly colors. So I thought I should throw blue in there to even it out a little bit, not too much pink and purple.
Right. But there you go. And I'll just say, I don't think you can do this in a apartment and get your deposit back.
Yeah.
So, but when you own the house, you can do that. So wonderful. That's terrific. Well, very good. Hope Tyler, let me ask you a bit about Trace Rios Habitat for Humanity and your plans now. I know, you know, once you complete a house, you guys don't rest for very long before you start planning for the next one, right? I assume that's probably already underway.
So the next thing up is our homeowner education class. It's not a qualification for one of our homes, but we take people through the process of, you know, getting the mortgage, finding out, you know, how do you budget for a home. We're doing that on May 8th. It's a free class. Anyone can come from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And it's our way of helping people who maybe don't qualify for our program, but we still want people to get into homes and to understand the homeowner education process. So that's our next step. After that, we have to do a little project at the Habitat store. We're putting in an office that we're required to have for some security reasons.
Okay.
And then we are ready to go. We're going to try to do at least two more repair projects. We've already got volunteers lining up. They want to get in it and help us. So very soon, I would say within the next 4 to 6 weeks, we're going to be starting to take applications for people who own their homes but have not been able to keep up the home. Oftentimes, we'll paint a house, we'll put in gutters. Sometimes we do exterior windows to control, you know, weather, heat, cold. We've built a lot of handicap ramps under that program for elderly and disabled. So that's our next program.
Okay.
And then the next home is a little bit of a question mark right now for the new homes because of the construction costs. I don't know if anybody's gone out and priced a 2x4, but they're going up in price.
Oh, my gosh. Someone posted the price of plywood, and it was out of this world. So I can only imagine what a 2x4 is. So that's crazy.
So we're going to keep an eye on the construction costs because we don't want to only build one home. We want to build two more homes. And so, but probably the beginning of 2022, we'll be building the next new home. And in the meantime, we're going to do a lot of repair projects.
Got you. And and that class that you mentioned, Hope Tyler, I want to ask you just a bit more about that, because as you mentioned, it's not specifically for families who may want to be part of the Habitat for Humanity project, because as you mentioned, there are unfortunately so many families in need of housing than you can provide for at this time. Mm-hmm. But if a family maybe was thinking about maybe trying to buy a home in the future, this would help them maybe understand credit and what the steps are and what they maybe could do now, so that maybe in a year, two or three, they're ready to go for that new mortgage perhaps?
Yeah, our good friend Beverly Bixler is going to teach the class. She's actually a mortgage loan originator, so she knows the ins and outs. And I'm going to read to you what she wrote me. She said, first of all, she's going to talk to people about how you transition from being a renter to a homeowner, all the maintenance, the expenses, all those things that go along with homeownership. Then she's also going to talk about the process, the paperwork, what it is to apply, what kind of documentation you need. You know, you need so many years of taxes. You need so many years of several things.
Right.
And then the third piece will be the actual credit profiling and how to budget to buy a new home, and tips on getting a strong credit score if your credit needs a little bit of repair. And she's designing it around people who are not, they're people who don't qualify for our program, but they're still a low income category or moderate income category, so more people can get into homes. And I'm actually going this Tuesday to talk to the Farmington Realtors Association, little plug for them.
Good.
But I heard they're going to be wanting to get involved as much as they can to help us get more people into homes as well.
Terrific. Well, we know it's an issue at all times, it seems, but even more so during the past few months with COVID and everything. I think there's been a lot of housing insecurity and things along that. It's always great when we can celebrate a new home. And Jay Torres, for you and your family, again, you are moving in kind of as we speak, right? You took a break just long enough to connect your phone to the internet to talk with me today. But other than that, you're probably going back to moving here in the next few minutes, right?
Yep, we sure are. Lots of boxes and going through stuff and putting stuff away.
Very good.
Right.
Well, and the house looks great, as we mentioned, but looks like you may have room for a garden or something here when things start warming up, huh?
Definitely, yeah, that's the plan. We love to garden around here and grow our own stuff. So if we can get to that, that would be, that's next on our list.
Terrific. Very good.
We are.
And Hope Tyler, I know there's a bunch of sponsors that helped you put this home together, right? You mentioned construction costs.
Absolutely.
And I know you have to pay for some things, but thankfully not everything, right? Because there are some things that you get the generosity from some of your sponsors, correct?
Absolutely. You know, we try to cut the cost by volunteers, of course. We do all volunteer labor. But then we also have people that help us either get cash up front so we can continue, because we have to pay everything up front. Or they give us in-kind donations is what we call it. So InTech, they donated a very nice portion to this house. PNM and Lowe's also were cash donors. But Whirlpool, you'll see some of the cabinetry places on here. The lumberyard, look closely here because there's a lot. But I do want to do one mention, which is that the cabinetry shop gave us a very significant discount this year on the cabinets so we could do custom cabinets, which was wonderful. We love to hear that. And I can't see the logos real well, but it's K&B Kitchens. And then the people who did our countertops also did all the installation. The roof, the installation was donated as well from these groups. And so we cannot thank our donors enough. The more we get that kind of help, the more homes we can build.
Very good. Well, that's terrific. And I will list the the sponsors. Since you have art, since you can't read them very well on the screen, I understand that, Hope. But let me go through. You mentioned NTEC, Navajo Transitional Energy, PNM, and Lowe's. There's Whirlpool. Basin Roof Systems is on the list as well. Four Corners Community Bank, as well as Wells Fargo Bank. Alpine Lumber, Bethany Christian Church, James Cooks and Hobson, Frank Supply, NRE, Serrano's, and then Red Lobster, Farmers Markets, Fast Signs, DJ's Pizza, Safeway, Shutter Freak, Johnny O, Spud Nuts, of course. And so those are some of the great sponsors that you had. There's one more there that I'm trying to read, and I'm not being able to read it either here, so sorry.
You know, I want to mention that it's big or small donations are wonderful, in-kind or cash.
Right.
You know, we just read off a couple, you know, the Johnny O's and the Spud Nuts. What they did for us this year is they provided snacks for some of our volunteers on the Volunteers Day. And that was wonderful. So, you know, don't feel like you have to make a gigantic donation. We love those corporate sponsors and we want them. Don't get me wrong. But even individuals, you know, a lot of our sponsors and donors are doing a $20 a month donation. And each month I have one that gives $10 a month. So every little bit helps us build more homes.
Very good. And I apologize, the logo I couldn't read was the Rock and Roller Rink, so we want to give them a shout out as well.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave them out. I apologize. But there you go. And that's a great point, Hope Tyler, as we continue talking a little bit about other opportunities for folks maybe who aren't in need of a home or planning to buy a home, but they want to maybe just volunteer to help with some of these projects. It doesn't have to be the new home construction. As you mentioned, you have maybe some repair projects coming up. And I think I am speaking correctly that those opportunities are open to volunteer help as well?
Absolutely. Yeah, any project we do, we try to get volunteer labor. So if you're interested in being a volunteer, you can email me at Trace Rios. I'm sorry, that's the wrong email. That's the website. At habitatsanjuan@gmail.com.
Okay.
And let me know you're interested. We'll put you on our list. And anytime we have volunteer projects, we'll be notified.
Right. And as we saw in some of the photos of the construction at Jade's house, there's all kinds of projects. We saw folks with paint rollers. We saw folks laying floor. We saw all different types of skills. So if you're not maybe a good construction person, you could probably wield a paintbrush pretty well, right?
Yeah. Our construction contractor, Greg Anderson, is amazing at teaching people with no skill, including myself, how to paint a wall and how to lay a floor. And, you know, he really helps us go to that next level. But there's things always big and small, like I said. I mean, here is one of our 16-year-old volunteers. That's the youngest you can be to volunteer with us.
Right.
And I don't think he'd ever painted a wall in his life, but here he is working on the house.
There you go. So they can sign up and do some of these things. And, again, as you mentioned, you have some other projects coming up in the near term, and maybe the next housing project will be in 2022 is the plan.
That's the plan. We hope to do it sooner, but that's the plan for now.
Very good. Well, it's a great program, and we're always thrilled to be able to talk about it, and always excited when you were able to finish another house. And so, Jay Torres, back to you and for your family. This has got to be really exciting to have your own home and a bit more elbow room, I believe, for all of you, and some of the things that comes along with it. I know it's maybe hard to see right now as you're moving in, but can you see getting settled here in the next few days or weeks?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're so excited. We've been waiting patiently for it to be done, and now that we're here, it's so exciting for everybody. Kids love it. My daughter loves it. She's always running around the house talking about how she loves it so much.
Terrific. Well, it'll be a great change for you and your family, so congratulations to you, and thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Yeah,
thanks for me.
You're welcome. Hope, thank you.
Thank you. Oh, Scott, I want to do one more quick thing. We are doing the spring cleanup right now for donations at the Farmington Habitat store.
Oh, right.
And everyone knows Daniel Evans. He seems to be somebody, everyone knows his name. But he will come and do free pickups right now. If you're cleaning out your garage and you're getting ready for, you know, the spring cleanup, we're taking spring cleanup donations. And we have a new store associate, Sarah Sanders. So she's at the store to take donations while Daniel's out collecting.
Very good.
That's another way to support us.
That is a great reminder, because I know I'm finding all kinds of things that I need to get rid of, and getting into the Habitat store is a great thing, because other folks in many cases can use some of those items. And I know I've bought light fixtures and doorknobs and other things seen at the Habitat store. So it's a great place. Okay. So thank you for the reminder. And again, the website, if folks would like more information, Hope Tyler, can they go to the website and get in contact
Absolutely.
With you?
We're always updating the website. It's tracerioshabitat.com. You can learn how to sign up for volunteering there as well. You can learn about our program, what some of the requirements are. You can see what our board members are up to. We have all kinds of little things going on the website. And, of course, follow us on Facebook as well.
All right. Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Hope Tyler, Jay Torres. Again, happy homecoming to you, and congratulations. And thank you both for joining me this morning.
Thank you very much, Scott, for having us.
You bet. You're very welcome. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.